KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I've been mentioning this morning that we're happy to be joined of the new queen of drama on E! Entertainment, Marky Costello, the drama queen on the phone. Hi.
I am the drama queen, Tyler, yes.
Are you used to it yet? The fact that that's, in fact, your new moniker?
No, I'm not used to it because here's the thing. Like, I don't want people to think that I'm the drama queen. I'm the queen of drama, a.k.a. talent, a.k.a. show business, a.k.a. actors. But Marky Costello is not a drama queen.
But that doesn't mean there's no lack of drama on the show, which people have enjoyed, at least in your office and the talent you find and things like that.
Oh, my God. No, there's so much drama. And, like, the drama just continues. And the drama, you can't even write the drama that happens in my office. It's all for real. And it's on another level.
So just a little bit about the show. Your job is to basically find and develop new talent. You, of course, we have a relationship being that I'm one of those people that you've been developing. So what's it been like to put that on a TV setting, actually finding new talent?
You know what? To be honest, I think it's been really an amazing ride and journey, especially for the viewers. I think they're going to see things that they didn't know existed in show business, because I think a lot of people think that you get to Los Angeles, you go fill up your car at the Chevron station, and they give you a sitcom. And they don't realize how much hard work it takes to really sustain and to become famous. And once you become famous, to stay relevant. And, you know, even when you're on the top, everything on the top eventually slides down. So it's really a business, and it's show business. And I think what's cool about the show is it really concentrates on the business side of show.
Are you seeing now, like you mentioned, that people expect that race to fame to happen? Are you seeing more than ever people tweeting at you and emailing you and calling the office now that they've seen you on TV saying, Marky, make me famous tomorrow?
Oh, it's mind-blowing. We received in the last week since the show premiered last Sunday, we have received about 40,000 emails.
Oh, my God.
And literally, it's mind-blowing because the emails will be, I want to become famous. Can you take a meeting with me? And I'm like, I wish it was that easy just to take a meeting with you and you become famous. And that's really what I want the audience to get, that it really is a marathon, not a sprint. You know, I say that all the time,
yeah.
Tyler.
Yes, you do.
And
you do.
It really is. And ultimately, if you really want to have a long-lasting career, it's going to take you a little while to build it. And so it's not just by getting an 8x10 and a resume and saying, hey, I'm an actor. Because as you know, I mean, look at how many times you go out and audition and then you'll get a call back. Then you'll get good feedback.
Right.
Does it mean you book every job you go out on? No, because there's a lot of competition.
Marky Costello on the phone. She's the star of the new show, The Drama Queen. It's Sundays on E! 10 Central. I believe it's 9 our time. So this particular Sunday's show, there's some office drama. Do you know what happens with Angelica or something that I read?
Yes. Angelica and Michelle, who both work in the office, have a really big fight. The whole office sort of gets all of their tension out in this specific episode.
Okay.
I think when you work with people day in and day out, you sort of become like a family. And so just like families fight, employees fight. And boy, do they get into it this week. And you'll also meet an up-and-coming, you know, talent that I met at the open call last week, who I try to sort of create this image for her. And I go and take her to get her hair cut. She hates it. Now, mind you, 2 months ago, I took her to get her hair cut. Every starlet, Pam Anderson, Jennifer Lawrence, are cutting their hair to that exact haircut I gave that girl 2 months ago on the show that she couldn't embrace. Because she was like, if I don't have my long hair, people aren't going to think I'm pretty.
Do you think people are getting it? Or do you think they will get it after seeing a full season of you and maybe stop emailing you, make me famous tomorrow, and maybe understand that it is a long road to it?
I think so. I think they'll realize because they'll meet people like from Jason Kennedy. They'll meet Robin Anton from the Pussycat Dolls. They'll meet Audrina Patridge. I mean, they'll meet all of these people that are in show business that are at different levels of their career, whether it's reinventing, inventing, sustaining their brand. And so I think the audience will see, even once you make it, how hard you still have to work to keep your relevancy.
I want to give a brief example of how good of a manager you are. Do you remember when it was your birthday and you were at your house and I had an audition and you let me come over and do a read?
Yes. You came to my house. You had a big audition. It was like a very big audition. It was for what, Nickelodeon?
It was for Nickelodeon, yeah.
Yep, and see how I remember that? It was for Nickelodeon, and it was a really important audition. And you were like, hey, I just want to come and run the copy with you, read it, make sure all my choices are where they need to be. And I said, absolutely. I had you come to my house. We worked on it on my deck. We figured out who your audience was. I got you connected to your audience. And ultimately, that's the kind of manager I am. I go the extra mile, because what people don't understand is we as managers don't make money until our clients book a job.
Right.
So ultimately, all we want for our clients is for them to succeed.
Well, of course, I'm thrilled to be one of your mini children, whose momager is Marky Costello. So thank you.
I'm proud of you, by the way. I'm so proud of you. And I wanted to correct you with one thing. It's the Drama Queen on E! Sunday nights. There's nothing like it on television. Everybody should tune in. But I think it airs in L.A. at 11 p.m. after the Divas.
Oh, I must have watched it on East Coast last week then, because I saw it at 8.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have cable, you can watch it at 8 p.m. if you have cable, and you can watch the East Coast feed. Otherwise, it airs on the West Coast at 11 p.m. after Total Divas.
Okay, great. Well, we'll see you down at the radio station next season, okay?
You got it. I love you. Watch the Drama Queen and listen to Tyler on the radio every day. Love your work.
Love you, Marky. See you soon.
Bye, baby.